This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In one of his famous essays, C.S. Lewis warned about the tyranny from bureaucrats and politicians whose rules and regulations essentially impose a gentler form of tyranny. He said of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be more oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. Cameron Hilditch argues that totalitarianism today is soft around the edges and thus a gentler kind of tyranny. He says it has replaced the figure of the strong man with that of a virtual scold. He finds an apt example of this in a First Amendment case from a school in Mississippi. Elementary school children must wear a mask at school. Naturally, the parents of 9-year-old Lydia Booth set her off with a requisite face mask. The principal had a problem with the mask because it said, "Jesus loves me." She forced Lydia to take off the mask and put on a plain one. You can guess the reasons. The words were Christian and violated school policy. According to the lawsuit, Lydia's parents could not find such a policy. But magically, the policy showed up 2 days after the incident, claiming that face masks could not display political, religious, sexual, or any inappropriate symbols, gestures, or statements. Our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom argue that Lydia's First Amendment rights were violated. They also point out that other children wore masks with sports team logos and political messages such as Black Lives Matter without incident. Hilditch concludes that the family and the lawyers have an excellent First Amendment case. I would also agree with his call for us to challenge these prevailing secular progressive ideas in the public arena. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.